Hello, everyone. Welcome to take three. I said take a two last time. I don't know what that means. I'm going to be your host for this new experiment, Dylan Oliver.
Oh, really? You're the host.
Of course I'm the host. I'm pressing record.
Oh, got it.
That's all it means. It's my house.
Come on. It's okay.
I'm Dylan Oliver. This voice over here is Derek Gantz.
It's not that important.
Speak up loud and clear, Derek.
Hi. I sang the intro song, in case you were curious.
And this voice to the right of me is Kyler Thompson.
Is he right, or is he in front?
Shut your mouth.
I'm in front currently.
Currently.
And I'm the backup singer.
Says our host.
And I wrote the song, and played it, and did everything.
Whoa, okay. Let's correct that. We both wrote that, and Dylan pressed record, so he's claiming rights for it.
That's the way it works.
I got you.
Know what? I just had an idea. That's my idea sound.
It's actually the Xbox turning on downstairs. But
oh, that's cool. So what was your idea?
I was just trying to cover for the
sound. Yeah.
Just joking. Dylan comes up with the ideas. He's not listening.
So. Okay, so host, what's going on here?
We're going to just talk about stuff. The conversation point that was thrown out before the episode started was how dumb big trucks are.
Okay, well, I mean, there's plus and minuses, but we could talk
about
it.
Well, some trucks are just ridiculous.
If you own a truck with naked lady mud flaps.
Wrong. Yeah.
You're wrong.
It's uncool.
Well, in all cases, bar none. But, I mean, if you were maybe a little bit less, you know, cool, maybe on, an 18-wheeler.
No. You know what is cool is when they put stuffed animals on the front grill.
That's cool. Pretty cool. They did that on Toy Story 3.
Yeah, not
that's a way to torture.
Mud flaps. So.
Did you see that thing that Ryan posted on Facebook about how Toy Story is the exact same story as The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Pretty close.
It was pretty close.
Pretty close.
I don't remember Shane ever being put on the front of an 18-wheeler.
You must not be that far.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Don't say anything.
Yeah,
I don't want to say
Big trucks. I thought to myself, all right, there's a couple reasons why you could get a big truck. Do you really need a big truck? Do you have a big truck because you want a bigger truck than your neighbor?
Probably.
Because his truck is big and you want to look cool because somehow having a big truck makes it look like you're successful in life. No.
What? Bigger is always better.
No.
What? Bigger the building, the more important you are. Bigger the house, the richer you are. Come on.
If my phone was gigantic, if I had a giant iPhone, I would be like, look how important
call that
I
an
am.
iPad.
I had an iPad.
Dylan, and people call that and think
but it's not a phone, it's an iPad.
Okay, sorry.
Pros and cons of big trucks. Pros, if you have a big truck, you can move big things, if you really have to. But how often do you actually see someone driving around in their huge jacked up truck with something in it? Never.
Never.
You just don't. Because they don't want to hurt it.
Well, have you ever,
seen
those guys that park, in, five parking spaces?
Yeah, or
they
park on top of
the
snow pile.
Yeah. Where they drive them. I saw this one at the train station the other day. Were you there? It was when we went to the lights. Anyway, this guy had driven his Jeep up this snow pile that was, 5 feet in the air. And he was, literally at, a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, that's a little silly. Jeeps, I feel differently about, though.
I don't know what kind of... Because it seems like there's this Jeep...
community.
Yeah. That's kind of out there. I feel like Land Rovers. That's my favorite.
That's Range Rovers.
Same company.
Same, yeah. Gosh.
It's kind of weird, though.
It's okay.
Those are, off-road so-called vehicles, but they don't actually go off-road.
Yeah, well, Range Rovers...
There's a look.
Jeeps could.
Yeah. Think of my...
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
People drive big trucks. They're wasting fuel. They're just... blinding everyone by shining their
don't
mirror,
you hate
mirror
that?
Level
mirror
headlights.
Level, right?
I swear they have their brights on, but they don't.
Right at head level.
And then they ride your butt because you're going 5 over the speed limit and they want to go really fast because they're in a big truck and they're cooler than everyone else. But
Have you ever been in
a so they can just get a small car.
Here's a pro.
Save money.
Here's a pro. Hear me out.
Less like an idiot.
Okay.
So,
here's my pro.
You
if you're driving.
You defending big trucks?
There has to be a devil's advocate. Okay, there has to be in all cases. That's why I said the naked lady mud flaps, which I disagree with. I don't think they're good, but you have to find a reason.
Whatever.
Okay,
go on.
Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
Okay, if you get in an accident and you're in a big truck or a Ford Focus, who lives?
What are you getting the crash with? A big truck?
A big truck
or another
versus
car your size?
No. See, like, let's say two Ford Focuses driving down the road. Okay, then big truck comes out of nowhere. They all get into a car accident. Who's most likely
to
survive?
Why don't we drive tanks?
That wouldn't be that bad of an idea.
Yeah.
Just no ammunition. I think that would be kind of cool.
Let me...
If you get in a crash, like, no one gets hurt. It's a
let
tank.
Me put
yeah,
this
tank.
Question
on,
guys.
Okay.
Big trucks. In my opinion, there is one worse vehicle, especially driving at night, that someone can drive. And that's either a black Chevy Tahoe or a black Challenger.
Because
I always think it's a police officer. Just those headlights. And I cut one off the other day, and it didn't turn out to be a police officer, but I was dying. Just because I'm like, I'm going to jail.
You could just not cut off cars.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Here's the point with me cutting off cars. It's not me in the car that I'm cutting off, so I don't care.
Oh, you're cutting off them.
Yeah.
So as long as it's not you.
Fair enough. Right, you
that guy's not me, so whatever.
Okay.
Seemed like someone who would have a big truck. Okay, I don't have anything against owning a big truck. Own a big truck, because you need them sometimes to pull a trailer, to haul logs, to go hunting, whatever you need.
We'll talk about that.
Sometimes.
Haul logs.
Sometimes you need it. Haul logs. That's right. I grew up hauling logs. Oh, wait. So.
Did you?
Yeah,
no, you didn't.
I hauled a lot of logs. Not like,
with a truck.
Just around my yard with
yeah,
my arms
yeah,
open.
Not with
barrel.
A truck.
So if someone did need, had a bigger yard, I guess. They had
I remember,
logs.
Yeah, you got
to.
After...
I did have to haul some in my truck.
I did.
But you can own a big truck, no problem. Just if you drive it every day as your daily driver, I think you're destroying the planet and causing all this pollution and blinding people.
Blinding people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blinding
I'm sure people literally go blind.
Yeah, they do. They do.
I'd rather go the Australian route and not
there
get like a big truck,
a
but get like a sporty truck, like
a ute.
Yeah.
It's called a ute. It's like the modern day El Camino. It's like...
I want... Maloos are the coolest trucks on the planet.
A what?
It's the Holden Maloo.
Holden
is Maloo. Like, it's faster than...
Faster than Corvettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
And they have a bed on them.
Yeah.
They have a truck bed
yes.
in their car, and they
yeah.
go faster than a Corvette.
Yeah. They are the coolest cars.
It sounds so ugly.
No.
That's not so ugly.
Oh, they're cool. They're cool.
Search it up.
They are so
okay,
cool. The HSV one, right?
Hold
yeah.
Yes.
Type it in, Michael.
Okay.
You just look it up. Okay.
Right, keep
I gotta
talking
see.
While I do this.
Well, my thing is, when you get a really, really tall truck, let's say you jack it up, like some people jack up their trucks pretty high, you actually lower your towing capacity. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, you guys can email us and get a better view on that. But, like, because you have to, because your trailer isn't going to have its hitch 4.5 feet off the ground.
Exactly.
So you have to get a hitch adjustment, you know, it kind of lowers down, which lowers the total.
Are you talking about jacking up trucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? And so you're going to have to lower your total towing capacity. You know, you should leave it. Now, I own a truck. Or, sorry.
Well,
yeah.
Your family owns a
truck.
Jess owns a truck, yes.
Well, no, my parents. Kyler, does your dad still have that white truck?
Yep, he does.
See, I believe in trucks. I just don't believe in, like, your V12, you know, Titan S4 90, and then it's like silver and
it's like 16 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, like,
here's
not exactly like Tages, but kind of like Tages.
There's a line.
Didn't your brother sell that truck?
Which one?
Your...
He has a big Ford still.
Yeah, but he sold the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway. Okay.
Here's the thing, is I have an affinity for some full-size trucks, and some, one of my, the car I was looking for when I was car shopping, mainly, I wanted a Mazda B series so bad. It's the little tiny Mazda trucks, and I'm like, those are so cool.
Really?
And I think one of the prettiest cars being made right now is the new Chevy Silverado. It's really nice looking.
Really?
And that's a full size. It's not a it is a big truck, but
yeah, you're the guy that would get a big truck.
Hey, enough. Our family doesn't own a truck, but we have a Blazer.
You do have a Blazer.
We have a Blazer.
That's not anywhere near.
But though. We have a Blazer, an FJ Cruiser, and
our FJ Cruiser?
Yeah, my dad has an FJ Cruiser. And an Armada.
Remind me of that story, actually. Of the FJ Cruiser.
What FJ Cruiser story?
Well, so when my parents came, I used to live in Ghana for a long time, and my parents came to pick me up and take me back. Anyway, we were in this tiny village, and, like, these people are so poor that they, you know, they don't really have, you know, anything, really. Just, like, cement walls with a tin roof, you know, and they're farmers. But they actually have a really large mining community there. And we met these Asian dudes, these Asian guys. They couldn't speak English, barely. But they owned an FJ Cruiser. But yet all their workers were these, like, really dirt poor people. And I just remember being really offended. I was like, here you are enjoying all this money when your workers are, you know, dirt poor. Anyway, that was my FJ Cruiser story. I like FJ Cruisers, but I was just mad that those guys specifically had one.
The epitome of big truck owners.
Yeah, yeah.
What,
Asian gold miners.
Asian
gold miners. No.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're the epitome. Not rednecks. Asian gold miners.
Asian gold miners in Ghana, right?
So
exactly. That's
it's like
epitome.
Silicon Valley would be full.
The epitome
of trucks.
Okay, man. This is a video showing you what the HSV Holden Maloo.
Should I listen to it here with the music?
I'm not sure.
Here, pause it and we'll watch it. Just
play it.
Yeah,
just play it. It's fine.
It has music. Oh, and this is what they sound like.
Don't hold it that close to the mic.
That is ugly.
No, man.
That's sick, man. I'll put a picture on
the front is cool, but the back, no.
They look... Okay, pictures are going to look a little awkward.
Okay, we enough.
They look really cool.
Engine noises is just going to sound like...
Just mute it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Those are so cool.
To be fair, I do not want this to sound like a Car Talk podcast.
Okay, sorry.
So, no, it's fine.
Should we talk about the freeballers?
It's a topic. We'll do freeballers last, but I was just going to ask you how your guys' days were. Like,
oh, okay.
What did you do today, Dave?
I went to the, this is actually interesting. I took a test in school, which I did not study for. Sort of. I studied this morning, and then I studied 10 minutes before the test. It was in psychology, and I texted this guy who had taken it earlier, and he's like, I got 63%. I was like, oh no, I'm screwed. But then, when I took the test, I got an 84. And it's graded on a curve. So I'm like, hey... Maybe I didn't do too shabby. Maybe I did get a good grade. And I was pretty proud of that.
And the other kid studied, he'd say.
He scudded.
He scudded.
Scudded so much.
Kid Scuddy. He's my favorite rapper.
He had all these flashcards, and he would show up and be like, I just read the whole chapter last night. And be like, oh, cool. And I feel bad that I, well, anyway, I was happy.
I'm going to go next with mine day. I went to Arby's today.
What'd you get?
Junior roast beef.
Hey, those are good.
Junior?
What'd you put on them?
I don't put anything on them.
You don't?
Hey, look,
curious.
It's the black edition.
You gotta,
put
some honey on
it. It's the black edition.
Oh, yeah.
Cool car. So, Junior, I got a handful of Junior roast beefs.
A handful? That's one.
Well,
makes
it's
a good point,
it's,
right?
It's better than saying five.
Okay, five. You got
four.
Five.
I got four. But,
okay, four.
I ate the first one, and I'm
you got
like,
four?
Yeah.
They're small.
They're small. They're teeny.
Oh, small.
Junior roast
really
beef.
Small.
Like,
they have, okay, I worked at Arby's. They have 1.5 ounces of meat on them.
That is nothing.
1.5. So a regular roast beef has 3 ounces, so it's half of that. They cost about 10 cents to make, and they sell them for $1.
Hey, that's not bad. Well, I mean, you gotta cover your costs somehow. I'm surprised it's that cheap. 10 cents for meat?
I'm sure Arby's owner has a big truck. So. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going down.
And Pharrell from the Pharrell from the Grammys wore the Arby's hat.
What?
I'll pull up a picture.
Okay.
I never watched that. Didn't somebody marry somebody at the Grammys?
There was...
Yeah,
Queen Latifah married people?
A couple of them were gay couples, a couple of them just normal couples.
Isn't that kind of, like, weird? Because isn't it supposed to be, like, is it musical?
It's a music show, but they...
So...
They're
so it wasn't really music, it was more like a publicity.
Yeah.
I would
like to refrain from political opinions as much as possible.
Yeah, we're not going to go into that.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, it just seemed like, it was the point, it's a music award.
Less about music, more about...
More about
point.
Yeah, making it exactly. Not necessarily the point is right or wrong. Just it's a point.
I was, I ate the first roast beef, and I was like, it's, I was done with it, and I'm like, something was wrong with that. And I look at the next one, and the bun was completely burnt. Not like black, but it was like dark, dark. It was almost black. It
that's
was,
the best
kind.
Mostly
got stuck in the toaster.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is
it had that instant toaster, you just like, it's like awesome.
But I'm like, these are gross. And so I pull through, and I'm like, you gave me burnt buns on all of these.
Why don't you just go inside?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get out
you're
of the car.
Guy. You're that guy. You're that guy. What car were you driving?
Okay,
the Blazer.
Oh, my God.
Just keep going. We'll step in.
So they give me four more sandwiches, and I'm like, I'm not going to eat 8 RV sandwiches.
So you ate them even though they're burnt?
I ate 8 RV sandwiches.
Oh, my gosh. You ate 8
Wow.
Yeah. How much is that?
You
how
put any sauce on them?
No, just, I mean, just
oh man, that just
boring.
Sounds.
I had a Bart's fruit beer and I kind of just.
Did you pour that on him?
Dip it in there, just like hot shoe sauce.
Like hot shoe,
French dip root beer.
Hey, if you're giving me, they're not gonna last. I mean, I'm not gonna bring them home and have Hagen eat them. I mean, there's 8 sandwiches.
You just.
And I've eaten junior roast beef hours later. You could have saved them, just hidden them from him. They would have stayed fine in your car. It's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
Yeah. I still have a bucket of corned beef and SpaghettiOs in my car.
Are you serious? From that camping like 3 years ago?
No. From the dinner we had over here. It's the cooked up corned beef and SpaghettiOs. It's,
oh, okay. That's
been sitting
in
my car frozen for like 3 weeks. Yeah. I think the
Cougar still has Kinects in the back of it.
Oh, you're right. I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah.
And again, does it still have your physics experiment?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that's in there.
Is that the Kinect?
I've taken a few things out over the years as I remember the brand.
And I think there's a beehive in there now, probably.
There's a couple beehives.
Do you remember when we did that where you would drive the car in circles and whoever could hold onto the hood longer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the winner. That was stupider
than big trucks.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
Big trucks are.
I think
stupid.
In the back of the Cougar, I still have those wooden poles with the water noodles stretched over them that we used to beat each other when we jousted with office chairs.
Man, that video is gone forever.
Just gone. You know what else is gone due to just changing formats? Is me beating Coach Knight in a race. I've not been able to find that. And everyone's like, yeah, whatever.
That
and
was
like,
awesome.
No, I
didn't he pay you $20 or
$25.
No, $80.
I got $200 from all the coaches.
No.
Yes. For that. Because they thought.
Burley will really remember.
No, Burley. I've never seen Burley laugh before. Like, not
really?
Like. No, I know he'll jokingly, he'll make himself laugh. But I've never seen something from an outside situation make him laugh. I don't care.
What's up?
Well, she's making noise.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
So
we're going to be famous one day, and then somebody's going to look back and just hound us for that.
Here's the thing. So let's get into free ballers real fast.
Okay.
Wait, aren't you going to ask me about my day?
Yeah, jeez.
Oh,
you're leaving? Oh, my God.
I went to work, and I just got home. There we go.
You ruined it.
It's all good.
You were listening to reggae today.
Yeah.
I was.
You don't usually do that often. Do you?
Every day, yeah.
Every day you listen
what
to
was your reggae?
Like at the mall?
Yeah,
like loud? You should listen to Band of Horses. So
I do.
People get into it.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah, I listen to lots of stuff.
Okay. We gotta, we gotta talk about, this is part of Free Ballers,
Free
I guess.
Ballers.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Free Ballers is the soccer club that we're a part of. It's pretty official. It's a club. No.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Lady Free Ballers have not started up yet, but we'll get that going.
Because they just can't.
They can't.
We're going to defrain from that kind of...
We're a co-ed team. That's why they can't.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
geez, Dylan. You think?
Here's the thing. Are we eating after the game tomorrow? Are we going to go to training?
I have no money.
What time is the game?
I have zero money.
I'll probably... Oh, wait.
Because I remember the old tradition...
I'm going to eat before the game.
I think the tradition was training table, it used to be.
No, I've never been there.
I don't think I've... Yeah.
You've never
been there in your life?
No.
I went there to try it out for our... What is the best hamburger in the state?
Oh, yeah.
English paper. That's good. They have a... I can't remember.
What did you come
definitely
to?
Definitely wasn't tradition.
What is the best hamburger in the state?
It's interesting. It's at this Mexican restaurant in Ogden. I can't remember.
El Matador.
The name. El Matador. Yeah. It's a burger at El Matador. It's a Mexican restaurant. Like, authentic Mexican food. And they have one American, like, meal, and it's a cheeseburger. It's like $6. It's amazing.
It was really good.
Uh-huh.
It was really good?
Yeah, and we took out Five Guys because Five Guys, you can order whatever you want on the cheeseburger, so we figured that would be kind of biased.
Yeah.
Because anybody who made the burger would say it was their favorite. So we rolled out Five Guys.
Yeah.
In-N-Out wasn't here yet, so...
Here's the thing.
In-N-Out's good, but I'm
In-N-Out, In-N-Out and Crown Burger are my two favorite burgers.
Crown Burger's great.
Yeah, Crown Burger.
Crown Burger's great.
You heard of Smash Burger?
Oh, Smash Burger's
never
great, too.
Smash Burger.
Smash Burger is in that
It's
thing.
The same thing as Five Guys, right?
No.
But you can can put whatever you want. You can build your own burger there.
Can you?
Yeah, because I...
I usually just get this one. It's like the Beehive Burger or something like that.
Yeah,
it's
it
really
has honey.
Good.
Has the honey.
It has
like
honey barbecue.
Oh,
it's...
That sounds good.
And I do double patties, so it's like over a pound of meat on it. And it's really good. And they do sweet potato fries. As well as normal fries, if you want.
And
to
they do their
asparagus.
They do their house fries too, which are covered in like butter and
it's rosemary.
And rosemary.
Yeah, rosemary. On the
really,
fries.
They're really good
fries.
Yeah, it's good. Smashburger. There's two in Salt Lake and one in Provo, and then there's a couple.
Oh,
there's
cool.
Like, there's at least one in most states.
Yeah,
it's really good.
So all you fellas in Atlanta, go check it out. Hey, we just did advertising, Smashburger. You owe us.
Yeah. Smashburger's really good.
GeoCreate Studios point.
So
it's actually that's even the wrong name.
The burger talk reminds me of we went on a family vacation and we ate at this truck stop.
Hey, look at that. Combined truck stop burger.
Yeah, took me a minute. I'm slow. Truck stop and I forgot what I ordered, but I remember that Jordan ordered the tacos, and they bring out the tacos, like four or five tacos, like crisp shell tacos with beef in them.
Ooh, good. Yeah.
And so my brother, like, gets through two of them, and he gives me one, and he's like, you should just try one. The hamburger, the tacos were literally hamburgers cut in half.
That's awesome. That is a great idea.
I never laughed so much at a food item in my entire life.
It's like, hey, let's just...
Scissors.
No, it literally, it's what it was. No, it wasn't even scissors, just like rip.
Just let it thaw and we'll just tear it up.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Oh, jeez. You can't. That's
hard shell tacos.
Marks. Really? Why?
Because
they're great.
Them, I know they're great.
They're crispy.
If they work properly.
Well,
otherwise,
you
if you bite the taco and like, it breaks off like 3 inches farther than you thought it would, and the whole taco just
falls
apart.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you
starts
hold
running
it.
Down your arm.
You have to hold it correctly.
Up.
You have to bite it correctly.
Here's the thing: is I would
you
prefer
have to bite the meat. Okay.
If you take a soft shell and put it on the outside of the hard shell, you're in business.
Like
doesn't sound good.
That's
Taco Bell does it.
Taco Bell does it.
They're famous for it. And they put cheese in the middle.
What do you really like Taco Bell?
Gordita. Cheesy Gordita Crunch is what that's called.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about
ding.
Ding?
It's like
bong.
Ding.
You're just
bong.
Doing
it's
ding.
A bell. Gosh dang it. It's Taco Bell.
I like the ding. I think the ding.
Ding. It sounds like it reminds me of that scene from Hot Rod.
The only time... The only time we eat at Taco Bell is after a concert or in the middle of the night. Always.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't really like Taco Bell all that much. CJ's is good.
I like Taco Bell, but Taco Bell's pretty far away from us. Within the same distance of Taco Bell, I could go to Beto's or Rancherito's.
Well, I have good news for you. Guess what they're putting in Clinton?
What?
Or next to Panda Express.
No,
Taco Bell.
Are they putting a Taco
yep.
Bell?
Yep.
See, that was kind of disappointing for
Taco
me.
What?
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
When they get theaters in Clinton, you'll probably see like Denny's,
IHOP.
Like IHOP, yeah, or
yeah.
Like Applebee's.
I'm looking for Krispy
Kreme,
my friend.
Krispy Kreme is
Krispy
good.
Kreme. Just go to the gas station.
There's no Krispy Kreme at the gas station?
Yeah, 7-Eleven. Right? Wait.
Really?
Do they do that here?
Right.
That's an Australian
they,
thing.
Australia.
They do something very specific in Florida. I lived in Florida for a little bit. And it's called a Luther Burger, and it's a burger with specifically Krispy Kreme donuts.
What?
As buns?
Like
buns.
As buns?
Yeah.
No, that would be awesome.
Really good.
Actually, no.
I'm trying to think, man. Like,
that sounds cool because you can't.
Bacon on it.
You had a donut with bacon?
It's good. It's like eating pancakes, maple syrup, and bacon. If it's a maple bar. It's probably what you had it on.
Sounds so close.
It's just a circle donut.
No.
Man,
with
look at the unhealthy things we can invent as
America.
Americans. It's like, you know what? We have a Twinkie. Let's deep fry that crap.
Like the quadruple kamikaze.
That's true.
We're part of it, man.
We are part of this.
Tell them about the quadruple kamikaze.
Well, I used to work at a local...
Ice cream
place. Yeah,
ice cream
but
shop.
They did a Kyler.
Oh crap! I said it. Sorry, we could probably edit that out.
No, I'm not.
I said it. No one else was talking. So.
I'm not.
Well, maybe
edit
if
it.
You can't. Okay. Anyway, so we, I used to work there, and we had this burger that we made for anybody who wanted to be a part of our friends. We called it the quadruple kamikaze. It was a bun, a beef patty, provolone cheese,
American cheese,
barbecue sauce. Fried onions, onion rings,
pastrami,
beef, ham, bacon. Did I already say bacon? And
then
we had a patty, and then we did that four times.
Yeah.
Here's
so
the thing.
It was like
a good 8 inches tall.
Yeah, we measured it once. We had pictures.
Why?
It was fantastic.
I still have the picture.
Oh, really?
It's on my Facebook.
Send it to me. I'll put it on the enhanced version of the podcast.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
They can't listen to a picture.
No, but it'll show pictures on your screen
oh,
when you're
really?
Watching it.
You have
oh,
an event.
Cool.
I didn't know you could do that.
So, here's the thing, is I remember it changed on occasion, too, because I wanted chicken strips and mozzarella sticks. And we did that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sure, man. That's why I got
that,
fired. That's why I got fired.
The chicken strips?
That was like $45 with the
didn't
food.
You get fired because you, like, lit the place on fire almost?
Yes, actually.
No, here's the thing.
I left the fryer on overnight, and so it smoked up the place.
Yeah.
And when they opened up the door, it created a vacuum and sucked everything in and almost blew up the entire building. But it didn't quite yet. So, it was okay.
Yeah, nice.
In the end. And plus, I have a sweet job now. Now I handle little children.
That doesn't sound bad.
Right,
oh,
I'm babysitting. Because I used to blow up. I almost blew up with mom. I just hope my employees don't listen to this.
I handle little children because I used to blow stuff up.
Man, I love my job though. It's an awesome job.
It's good.
They're great people. The kids there are awesome. As a rule.
It's
just awesome.
Here's the thing I remember about Derek's old work is he left the door open one night. Now, he didn't leave the door unlocked, folks. He left the door open.
I don't remember that. Is that true?
I can't remember. Honestly, probably.
Got like the little wooden peg and everything.
I think so. Man, that reminds me of the time we had all this leftover ice cream that was like kind of gross and on the bottom. We formed into a ball and we were going to throw it over this fence that we always throw our leftover ice cream. And so this guy, my coworker, decided to do a shot put throw. You know, the track one. So you're like, you spin around.
No, the grocery store one.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So he spins around, totally misses it, throws it, and just splatters this window of the business behind us. It was some tax thing. It was just like, all over it. Right. We had to run inside and clean it up.
Or just leave it.
That's when I got fired.
Did you leave it?
I don't know.
Drunk a lot back then.
You guys knew me. I was
yeah.
not the man I am today.
Yep. That's for sure.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Math the Band. Great band.
Math
I was
the
listening
band's
to
great.
Their stuff today.
I actually, I went through pictures and looked through pictures of us in high school and then like, oh yeah, Derek dated her. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Derek dated her. Oh yeah, I remember when he dated
her. Yeah. High school.
That's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. It's just,
yeah, right? I mean, totally.
My memory.
Yeah.
I remember I looked at the pictures of you guys as...
Did you just
no,
do that?
No.
That was you.
No.
That was just...
It's going to pick up.
Is it
going to... I'm not going to edit it out.
It's gross.
I saw the picture of you two dressed as hillbillies.
Oh, yeah.
Or what dance
cool.
was that?
That was for...
Oh, that was the senior cotillion. How
no,
dare you
that,
say
that?
That
was for the Halloween.
That
oh,
was
yeah,
the Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Not, senior cotillion was something else. But remember you met that
Nacho.
One girl.
Was
what was
fire.
That? Yeah, Nacho. Jeez. Nacho's awesome.
Nacho.
And that was where you met that one chick with the really deep voice.
What?
Can't remember her
name. We're not going to mention names
yeah,
here.
Not her name. She's really short. And she's like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we went bowling that night with them. They were nice people. And then what's her friend?
We'll do hillbillies for Halloween.
And I think we're good looking hillbillies. And then we danced as hillbillies in the senior talent show.
Yeah, we did.
Mrs. Holt's boys dance line.
Cool.
Type that in
proud of us.
To your YouTube, Syracuse High School boys dance line.
Oh yeah,
that was fun.
Is that on YouTube?
I think so.
I hope it is. I don't.
I really hope that one picks up.
That was
disgusting. Oh man, I think it's leaking.
I think I just blew a hole in this chair.
It's dripping, man.
That's disgusting. Oh man, so nobody's gonna want to listen to that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, some college professor on his way to school. I'm gonna listen to the three guys. Stop it! Stop it!
Okay.
You know what's worse than the gas is you hitting the ground which the mic is sitting on.
I would rather hear pounding than gas pounding.
Yeah, that's my roommates, you know. I live with my parents. I refer to them as...
share the same room, still sleep at the foot of their bed.
Pioneer stuff.
Don't worry. All three of us live with their parents.
guess what? I a leather boot tonight for dinner. It's great.
You
a leather boot.
A leather boot.
Yes, pioneer stuff.
And then you had pizza.
Hey, I ate leather.
A leather boot.
I have eaten leather. It's a very popular
You thing. Also have smuggled ivory into the country.
I did not.
No, I didn't. That's a joke.
That's a joke.
Yeah. It's not like TSA is going to listen.
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, it's a joke.
You never know.
It's a joke. It's really a joke. I never would do that.
So are you going to talk about free ballers now?
Oh, we got so distracted. Okay, free ballers. It was a soccer team, an indoor soccer team that we did all throughout high school. And we are starting and playing our first game tomorrow against, help me out here, Superior
Computer.
Superior Computer.
What kind of stupid soccer team name is that?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's the company that's Main Street Clearfield.
So they just get all their employees and like, hey, let's make a soccer team.
It might as well.
Man,
I wonder if there's girls
very
on their team.
It's not co-ed.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I wonder if there's girls on the team.
I want to play them.
I jokingly want to play the national anthem to Kazakhstan, and I want us all to cry as it goes. Like, we're all, like, sitting there waiting.
We plan on doing that, and we never did.
It was something like that.
Hey, I still have the free ballers flag in my closet. I'll bring that.
No way!
Yeah, I do. I still have it.
No way.
It's in my closet.
I am so excited.
As a joke, I'm like, I want to look at getting a free baller's costume made, and it'd be like, free baller the wolf.
Or you could wear, like,
the wolf.
Like a wolf.
Why?
Why is Rihanna like a wolf? A loin? A loin. Why is Rihanna
a loin?
A loin! It's a loin, right? We would have a loin as a mascot!
The free baller's loins.
Oh, man, that is bad.
Hey, you said it.
You supported it.
Yeah,
that's
kind
of gross. You perpetuated this.
Let's go back to what we were. What do you want to say about free ballers? What is?
Well, I'm excited to play.
Me
too.
The funny thing about free ballers is that most of us don't even know how to play soccer.
That's
the funny thing about
it. I haven't.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I had Dr. Pepper today.
I don't hate you. I don't. Was that?
Yeah, I had Dr. Pepper today. Sorry.
Here's
pretzel
the thing.
Pretzel maker. Oh,
really
I
good.
Love pretzel maker.
Did you get the pretzel bites?
Yep.
Oh,
with cheddar.
The cheddar?
Yeah.
Yes, high five.
Here's the
I'm
thing.
Yeah.
Is I can get those at my work. They're $8 a pop. I work
right.
at an arena.
Arenas.
Here's the thing. Is I've always said that free ballers don't exist to win games. The free ballers exist to troll other teams.
Tip them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind
they
of
have more fun than they do.
Yeah, even when we lose. So we're going to do that tomorrow, but I hope that we'll improve than what we were in
I think
school.
We will. We got some good people.
No, I mean, not a team. I'm not talking about playing quality. I don't care about that. I just care about, like, the things we say, kind of actions we do, the numbers we have on the back of our jerseys. By the way, Dylan, your goal, do you remember what your job is during the game? Every time you get the ball, what are you supposed to do?
Pick it up.
Kick it as hard as you can out of bounds and scream like a ninja. Just like, wow! You just, boom, kick it up.
Ninjas are silent. They don't really.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, so do it like a ninja. Just open your mouth really wide and kick it. I'm serious. That would be hilarious.
We'll see.
Come on.
Here's the thing. I want a free ballers cheering section. So if you're listening to this, I just want.
Oh, I'm sure they're
going to listen to this and be there tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
This won't even be on iTunes
9th
by
Street.
Tomorrow.
What?
It takes 24 hours the first time you put something up.
Oh, okay.
Approval process.
Yeah.
They need to make sure we're not neo-Nazi skinheads or.
So they actually listen to this?
Yeah.
Wow, that job would really be interesting.
That would be an awesome job. But
yeah.
I feel like we're not going to get approved.
No, it's almost impossible to get approved.
Really?
Like I said, you'll have to be like a neo-Nazi skinhead or planning to throw potatoes at the president. Or,
okay,
you know,
so some kind of acts of terrorism would be involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the free ballers, what else were you going to say? We're trying to figure out what numbers we can put on the back of our jerseys.
I did have a number.
We do ridiculous numbers. Last time we did free ballers, I was number pi.
You should do number pi again, but just a drawing of a pi. I think that'd be great.
I don't know if that would be acceptable, though.
See, mine is going to be p equals 1 plus the square root of 5 over 2 equals 1.6180339887. And then the answer to why this is a funny number, this is online, it says, all grown-ups were once children, but only few of them remember it. I'm not exactly sure, but... I feel like that's kind of an interesting number. Just something fun. Because then they have to do math in order to give me a foul. Foul on... about the paper. Start going.
Maybe I can do, like, Pythagorean theorem. Like, draw a right triangle. And
that'd
do, like...
cool.
Put, like...
Give them, like,
a four, a three, and then leave, like...
One side blank and then X. And then X equals question mark.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
If they know the Pythagorean theorem, they should know that it's five. Like, it's obvious.
My number...
I forgot the pen. Yeah,
someone already done square root of 7.
Why was the square root of 7?
It doesn't exist. I don't think there's a square root of 7.
Well,
I'm pretty sure
there would be one.
There
it'd just be
one.
Like a huge number. Like,
yeah, it'd be
like
a point
decimal,
something.
Right?
Yeah. Look at us making podcasts.
Yeah.
Doing square root's a good idea, though. Square root.
How do
zero.
I do square root on this phone?
Or you could be negative 0.
Negative.
Or divide by 0.
Well, hey. 1.32046924777561249.
How much of that can I get on a jersey?
You could get all of that.
You could word wrap and get all of it. And no, I don't mean like Eminem style.
Word wrap. You could wrap it.
I mean word wrap like on notepad.
Did you say Eminem because I'm white? Or
no, just because he's like...
What else are we going to do on our jerseys? We have our number and then we have our design.
My design is just going to... Yeah, that's, you know, roommate stuff. My picture is just going to be Charlie from Charlie Brown on the front of my jersey.
Okay. Well, are you going to draw it, or are you going to print
it? No, I'm going to sew it on. What do you think? Of course I'm going to draw it.
Are you going to print it at Kyler's store?
You'd have to come in tomorrow.
It's copyright infringement.
What is?
Yeah.
Charlie Brown.
Not only that, well, you could just put the copyright on it.
We'll put them on there. The only thing we can't do is professional sports and Browning. That's it. I'll put Charlie Brown on the shirt.
Browning?
Yeah.
Guns?
Yeah.
They won't allow you to do that?
Nope.
Why? Isn't that kind of advertising?
Yeah.
For their company?
It's also...
It's just trademarked.
Yeah.
I understand that, but I just...
What do you think about this? What else I put on mine? The cat in the hat. In the front.
I know. Okay. You can try it.
Oh, my number should be thing one.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone else should be thing two.
Okay. Thing one and thing two. High five?
Yes.
Deal. That's a great idea. I'll be thing two. We got to draw it in all crazy, weird handwriting.
This is going to be awesome.
Are you really going to print it? I think you should just do it.
Can I be one fish, two fish?
Oh, my gosh, Dylan. Please.
One fish, two fish, three fish, blue fish.
You should be the Lorax and just walk around the field moping.
So are we really going to be thing one, thing two?
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Okay.
Can I be thing one?
Yeah.
Dude, okay, we went to Classic Skating.
That needs to be a number, is one.
We went to Classic Skating Monday, And the DJ, his name was the Juan and Only.
Was he Mexican?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Juan and Only.
We need to go back. We were talking about cheeseburgers earlier. There's a place when I worked at the radio station down the street that sold the Chesse burgers. I always wanted to go there.
Chesse.
They misspelled cheese. C-H-E-S-S-E.
Chesse.
Chesse burgers.
Chesse.
I've always wanted to eat at the place that sold Chesse burgers.
That reminds me, today at work we have these little drawers for scrap vinyl that we cut out, and one of them's labeled silver and gold. And I always just looked at it, silver and gold, but today I was just like kneeling down looking at it, and I realized it says silver and glod.
Glod?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I love
public. I was at the end of my day, I was pretty hysterical, and I was just laughing my head off.
I like,
how long do you work normally?
Today was 7.5 hours.
So
yesterday was 8.
Yeah.
But that's rare. I usually don't get that many hours.
I'm so jealous. I get 2.5 hours.
When I worked at a mall kiosk, I worked 3-hour shifts.
Yeah, I get those a lot.
Yeah. Which are fine. I love
it. I work 2.5 hours every day. So it's like, you drive really far, and then you spend that gas.
What do you work?
I work at an after-school program. With elementary.
Where? Just in Clifford,
I work
right?
In West Kaysville.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like 30
Ooh.
Minutes.
Ouch.
Ouch.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's
Ooh.
Far.
We're based in Utah, by the way, just so everyone knows. We're at 41 minutes.
How long are we going?
Yeah.
No, we don't feel like talking anymore.
Well, I think that could last a long time.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, 41 is pretty long.
So how are we going to... We have to find, like... What's
well, we can't just end it now. We can't
yeah,
just be like,
no.
Oh,
yeah,
hey.
We can. That's a perfect way to end the first podcast.
We need, like, some epic ending, though. Like...
Okay. Let's play a movie.
Guys, no.
Okay, let's end
guys,
with the quiet
no,
game.
No.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Oh, who's going to listen
okay,
to
one,
this,
two,
guys?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, quiet game. Okay, you laugh first, I win. Oh.
That is not cool. That is disgusting. That is disgusting. No one wants to listen to that.
Okay,
you can edit that.
We're not... No, I'm not going to edit
disgusting.
It. Here's the thing. You guys don't know how hard it is to edit things like this. It
no.
takes so long.
I edited our podcast.
Those...
It took me like 4 hours. I took
oh,
for
wow.
Yeah, no, they
ages,
it takes
dude.
So long. Just because you're listening... the other podcast I do, I used to edit out ums and ahs, and I'm just like, I'm just not going to worry about that anymore.
You have to edit that.
You mean,
I'm
not going to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, you mean, I am not going to.
Not, anyway.
Okay, so, it's over.
Yeah, let's just...
It's over!
Okay.
It's over!
What's that
from?
Strong Bad, how dare you?
Okay, well, Dylan
see you
Oliver.
Next time.
Yeah, go ahead, host, end it.
Dylan
yeah,
Oliver.
Host.
That was Derek, yeah.
Tyler Thompson.
Goodbye, everybody.